Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm live from Stormy, Ohio, and you're live from where? Tell everybody.
Nice. On the French Riviera. Nice, yeah. Or nice, as my voice on my GPS tells me.
So this is our first international edition of the Ozark Hour.
Well, hey. Might be the last.
Might be the last. Yeah. Unless one of us goes to Canada, is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Maybe we'll cut two tonight. I don't know. Yeah, who knows? I don't know. I mean, I've been through some treacherous stuff here the last few days, 5 days, 6 days. I don't know.
Oh, I was just getting ready to tell you. You say treacherous, and I'm looking out. The storm. We got a storm coming here in Ohio, and of course, I don't like trees and flowers and stuff. I like them everywhere else. I just don't like to mess with them. And of course, Christy's up with Izzy getting her hair done. She calls me, "Hey, can you bring all the flower pots close to the house? I don't want them to get rained on." But every night she's got to go out.
She's putting the water. Yeah.
I go out and water them, but still want them to get rained on. I can't figure it out. And then what else we got going on is, and this you'll like this. Izzy brought home 5 little pheasants
from the
FFA. Guess how many are left?
1.
No, we got 3 left. Or 2
and a half. What happened to you?
They didn't make it. You know, they're kind of.
You have for them? You got something for them?
Yeah, but I think they kept the heat lamp on them too long.
Whoa.
The first couple days. I went out there to, I knew one had passed away, and I went out there to get it a couple days ago, and it was flatter than a pancake, man. It's amazing how there's nothing to those little chicks, you know.
Did I ever tell you about the fire I went to that was caused by chicks under a heat lamp?
No. No. How did that happen?
I don't know how we ended up going from the French Riviera to when I retired, I thought I was going to be an insurance person, and I started doing some claim stuff, and they asked me to go to northern Minnesota to talk to this guy whose house burned down. But I got there, and actually the fire started in the garage, so I pull in this old redneck place, pretty good. Excuse me, I keep yawning for some reason. I yawn all day now. I got you on pretty good kid, but kind of a stupid redneck. And I said, well, how'd the fire start? And he said, well, my wife's chicks. I said, do what? And he had a detached garage, and he had built this little chicken house on the side and a dog kennel with a, you know, they'd turned the old dog kennel into a chicken brooding facility, okay? In anticipation of some bad weather, they put a blue tarp around it and put a heat lamp out there. Well, the fire marshals did this whole big deal investigation in it, and what happened is, I guess, them little chicks got his heat lamp was too low. They got stayed underneath there too long. They caught on fire. If you can imagine a tragedy of a little baby chick catching on fire.
A bunch of little baby chicks
caught on fire, and they ran over to this old dog box that they had a bunch of straw in, caught that on fire, and caught the dog box on fire, because everybody, they were at some kind of event, caught the blue tarp on fire, caught this detached garage the way the wind was blowing, and I mean, caught it on fire. And of course, the northern Minnesota kid, he had a couple snowmobiles and a couple four-wheelers and about 50 gallons of gas in there. And it ended up catching the house on fire, all because of chickens under a heat lamp. Now, isn't that some stuff? So,
I don't even know. The demise of little baby chicks.
You know, my brother's over here laughing. He's in the hotel with me. He's laughing. I don't think he ever heard a story. He's kind of chuckling. Yeah. Yeah.
Little baby chicks would be like little embers, like flying out of the kid.
I guess, yeah. I guess that little tuft, you know how that little soft tuft hair probably woofed. Didn't know. I mean, I'm sure they were all bunched up there. Once one went, it was, you know, daisy chained them all, or you know, a sympathetic detonation, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what they call it in the fire chicken world, but.
No, I think they call it nuggets. I think they call them chicken nuggets.
They were chicken nuggets, and they got done. Burnt the whole thing down, you know, and
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Pullets. That's what they call the chicken here on the French Riviera, because I ate some yesterday. I had a few chickens. My brother ate chicken nuggets while I go at McDonald's. I got jet lag or something. We've just been going and going. It's so hot, and the time zone screwed up. And
So what is it? Tell me about the French Riviera. I mean, what's been going? What's happening? I mean, now you guaranteed me this wasn't a Griswold European vacation trip you were going on.
No, it wasn't, because my kid and his friends are too cool for us, so they left two old men, and we got in the rental car and drove over to Switzerland, and then and Mont Blanc, the highest thing in the Alps, and then came back down through, ended up down here. We spent the day in Monaco at the Formula 2 time trials. You know, this weekend's a big race, Formula 1 race, if you're a race fan. And, you know, there's no racetrack in Ohio. Where do they race down there?
Oh, there's a track in Lexington, mid-Ohio. They have a professional, street race.
NASCAR? Race.
It's an IndyCar.
Like a road race. IndyCar.
Yeah, it's an IndyCar road race. I mean, it's big time. Yeah. It's late August. Yeah,
so anyway, we...
Paul Newman, Tom Cruise, Walter Payton. Yeah. These guys used to race.
So, yeah, we spent the day at the racetrack. I don't even know where the time goes over here. You know? And then we ended up swimming out there in the ocean in the Mediterranean Sea. That's where I was at tonight. Both of us, we just kind of laugh. And then we walk up and down the villa or the rue, the whatever. Rue means street over here in French, rue something. And we ended up going to McDonald's, of all places. We were walking around all these ritzy restaurants down there. They're putting on the Ritz. And we finally just decided to walk back to the hotel that had McDonald's across the street. So
how is McDonald's in the French Riviera?
Well, in some ways, it's disorganized. Now, my brother claims to think that he said he wished the one back home would work as fast as these kids do. They won't talk to you. You got to use the kiosk to order everything. You know how they got this kiosk? Yeah, so you can go over there. Plus, there's a language barrier with us, but they're rule followers over here. So once they tell you use the freaking kiosk, that's what they mean. The people, the population is rule followers, you know? So, but there was a big line of people outside and cars outside, and it was just a bunch of hoodlums and people, I guess. It's like it's a big deal, I guess, to do American fast food over here, you know?
Really?
Yep.
Well, that just sounds terrible. Is there any different kind of food?
You mean at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Your soft drinks are smaller, so if you get a large, it's like a medium back in the States, and there's no ice.
I've heard that there's no ice in Europe.
And sometimes you can ask for it. You know, I was telling a story the other day, I guess, to my brother. There was a place I had come here. I spent a lot of time here in the summer, 2015 or 16. I don't remember which now, but in the summer, and I used to eat lunch at the same place near the Eiffel Tower. And I would go there and get a steak and fries, just like a, you know, what they call it, steak and fries. It was like a little strip steak, you know, not a big T-bone. It's like a New York strip. And then fries, and I'd ask for a big Coke. And then the guy, the first time you pay for it. And I said, yeah, I'll pay for it. And I said, he said, you want ice? I said, yes. And he said, you're going to pay for it. And I said, of course. My large Coke with ice. And it was like an American, like a 32-ounce Coke, right?
Yeah.
My 32-ounce Coke with ice cost more than my steak and fries.
Are you serious?
That's a fact, Jack. Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes. And So ice is a real commodity over there.
Yeah. So if you want it, you got to order. I'll tell you what else is an extra. Condiments like barbecue sauce for chicken nuggets or ketchup for your fries. That's extra stuff too.
So do they actually call them French fries?
Yeah, but it's spelled different.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you gone back to any place that you visited before? Like you said, you used to go to that restaurant and go back in and see if maybe you recognize it?
You know, I was going to go the other day because, you know, it's funny you say that because I went 8 out of 9 Saturdays in a row and ate there and ate the same thing in the same place because that's what kind of person I am. And me and my brother were talking about going the other day, but the party was Sunday in Paris, and it was so busy, we ended up going down the street to another place. Uh-huh.
So, what else you got planned for the French Riviera?
I don't know. Well, see, there'll be about 200,000, 300,000 people coming here starting tomorrow afternoon. So, how's that throw a kink to your plans? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's that means I'd be leaving.
So that's what we decided we were going to do. I think my brother wanted to stay one more day, but we decided we're just going to take off tomorrow and just decide where we're going to go afterwards.
So you guys didn't have this like pre-planned. You're just kind of winging it.
I had a whole big thing planned, and the wheels came off, you know, midway.
Oh, so that does sound a little Griswoldish.
Yeah, well, sort of. I just, you know, I really want to end up in Spain by today or tomorrow, and it ain't gonna happen. And you know, my kids don't want to do what I want to do. You know,
what exactly do they want to do?
I don't know. They were, you know, I didn't see them all day.
They just took off and they just...
I haven't seen him since 10 o'clock last night. Was that 10 o'clock now? No, it's
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Are you sure they're still there?
Well, they're texting me. They have their phone, so...
Jeez.
I told them to be ready by 10 o'clock in the morning. What?
Just, you know, what if somebody's got their phone and texting you as them?
Well, hold on. He's 18. He's going to be 19 here in a month. So it's not like I'm letting an infant walk around. You know, he might act like an infant, but he's certainly not.
Who's with him?
He's with the guy from high school. No, my God, no. I'd never let my daughter here. another a kid, saying, another I, senior, another America, you know, two high school seniors. That's what they would be. Okay. But, you know,
so you're saying new, kids, hold on a second. I'm thinking like your little, your
well, they are my son. Kids. Hold your on a second. Son. No, my younger son, they sent me a message. Well, I go, he has taken the blade off my tractor and pulled it in my garage and is working on it because it's raining because he's wanting to blade the driveway when rain stops because there's a big rut in the driveway. So he's been in the farm, probably going to burn my house down working on a track. I don't know how he got it in the garage. My garage is full of stuff. I got 3 4-wheelers, John Deere riding tractor, a power washer. I can keep going on and on, all the junk in my garage. One of my garage door springs broke the day my brother found my other brother dead. I was on a ladder fixing it. I've never fixed it because I've gotten three different springs and none of them are right because manufacturing in this country has went to hell. I can't get the exact one. So all this motorsports paraphernalia has to go through one garage door.
Well, I was saying that's, you're younger son's taking the initiative to do something.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And if he burns the house down working on a tractor, that's better than a bunch of chicks catching on fire.
Well, saving grace is, although I do not have a fire hydrant by my house, I have a giant swimming pool that they can put their faux hose in it to draw it out if they're smart enough to bring the pump truck.
Well, you wait till I tell Christy that story when she gets home. She'll be afraid to turn that heat lamp. On those pheasants.
Yeah, you got to have it up. First of all, it's not that hot there, is it?
What do you mean? No, I mean...
It's not cool, I mean...
It's in the 70s or whatever, but I mean...
Don't you bring them in the garage or the house or something and let them warm up? Just leave them room temperature with no heat light.
Oh, they're in the garage. They haven't been outside yet.
Go to Tractor Supply and get a couple chicks or something with them.
Oh, gosh. Look, I'm not trying to become old McDonald. We're going to just let them get big enough, and then we're going to put them in the pasture back here that's protected.
Oh, my gosh. They're probably not going to live then. There's wolves and stuff are going to get them.
We're going to have wolves? Where do you think we're living?
Well, they're going to them foxes are going to feel like wolves for the little chicks when you let them out. You know? The little chick is going to think it's a freaking wolf. As it's getting devoured by him, a Jack Russell looks like a damn mastodon, for Christ's sake, to a little baby chicken.
Well, we're not letting him out next week.
Raccoons are going to kill him. Can you even do that? I don't even want to mention it because I hate the government, especially the game warden, but I don't think you can raise wildlife to release the wild, can you?
I don't know, but we're going to... We have this land, the field behind us. We it's in a conservation program, so it's full. Of, there's pheasants back there anyway. So we're just going.
You ever pheasant hunt? How come you're not pheasant hunting? How come you haven't invited me pheasant hunting then?
Well, because they're like pets, man. I don't, I mean, shooting cats is one thing, but shooting pheasants. Come on.
Well, yeah, don't say that. You're going to get us canceled because I got a couple cat stories. Gee, man, Christmas. Did I ever tell you about the Rhode Island Red I shot with my 243 one time? No, you're not a gun guy, but the gun guy's on here.
No, I have not.
Or what somebody was telling something the other day. They were talking about something killing chicken in a catastrophic way. And I said, I chimed in. It was on Twitter. They didn't get, I'm just failing at the social media thing that you've set me out to do because I say stuff and I get almost zero likes, dislikes, anything, right? So I'm just not very good at it or they can't process what I'm saying. So anyway, I shot a Rhode Island Red one time and it was under stressful conditions and it exploded. Never killed another chicken since.
Because there's nothing to them. There's nothing to those chickens.
I don't know. The boy that works on tractors, old McDonald, he wants me to have some chickens. He wants a hog. He wants all the stuff on my land. And, I don't know. But then I come over here in Europe, and these guys will have 6 or 8 acres, and they'll have 3 of everything on it. It's like Noah's Ark with grass.
Hey, now I'm looking. I'm looking at your Twitter feed right now, and if all our listeners want to go see some, there's some good pictures.
My new Twitter feed, the right one.
Your Ozark Howler.
Yeah.
Your Ozark Howler.
Did I put some from Monaco on there today? I don't remember.
I think I found the haunted house. If there's a Sasquatch, he is up there somewhere.
I'm telling you what. Well, I didn't put anything today. Oh, they must have went to my other ones. But I'm telling you, I see more castles and more. If there's a Sasquatch, he's over here. That's all I got to say. Because there's a castle or something on every tall hill for 100 miles. I put the term castle into my iPhone, and there was 55 of them within, I think, 20 miles of where I was at.
Really?
Yep.
It looks beautiful in the Alps, I will have to say that.
Were you looking at something I posted?
Yeah.
Well, here I'm going to... Yeah, I don't know if that's a good one. I'll come up with something here. I'm going to put one on here right now, real time.
Real time.
You know, real time. Yeah, it's real time. You ought to see some of the boats over here. You know, I'm going to send you a picture of a bunch of boats in a line. There's not a John boat or bass boat in the mess. I don't know what these people...
So there's no fishing on the French Riviera?
I don't know. They fish for a lot of stuff. You know?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Isn't there like a famous casinos or something?
Monte Carlo. Yeah.
Are you guys gonna try your luck at that?
You know. Hold on, I'm trying to word this.
By the way, did you see Ray Liotta died?
Yeah, hey, what I just, you know, my brother said something earlier about how old he was. I didn't realize he died.
Yeah, he died in his sleep. Said he was filming a movie down in the Dominican Republic.
Or after?
What's that?
Is that after he took the fentanyl with Jack Daniels? Or no, I don't know.
I didn't realize how bad his plastic surgery was.
Well, my brother said I don't think he looked like that, and I see he's getting old, but. No, was his plastic surgery that bad? Or
he had some bad plastic surgery to his eyes.
To his eyes? What do you mean? Like his eyelids are more puffy or what?
Like, I was told by the gentleman that, you know, Phil, been putting up. He said, if you look, he goes, he had some really bad eye surgery, you know, plastic. That he can't or even hardly close his eyes. So it makes his, I guess you get something done that makes your eyes look younger, but then he didn't get enough done to the rest of his face. So
he'd have been his eyes were young, but his old face was old?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know anything about plastic surgery. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm not getting anything done.
Why would you age gracefully? That's what I always say.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try to age gracefully.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to age. So tell me, how long a flight is it over there to where you guys went?
I don't know. How long was the flight? 7 hours from Minneapolis?
Seven and a half, maybe.
That's it?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, they fly 500 miles an hour, 560 with an 80 knot tailwind. You're on 600 miles an hour. Six times seven is what? I'm not in my math. 4,900 miles? Yeah. It ought to be faster, actually.
So we're looking at going to a wedding in September in Utah, and the flight's going to be 6 hours. How's it going to take me 6 hours to go to Utah? And it took you 7 hours to get to Europe.
Well, because America's big. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you two things. Maybe three, if I can remember. If Interstate 35 goes from Duluth, Minnesota to McAllen, Texas. It's longer from the Red River at the Oklahoma line to McAllen, Texas at the Mexico border than it is from the Red River to Duluth, Minnesota.
Really? Okay.
Yep. And if you took Montana on its bottom right, southeast corner, flipped it over and made that the northwest corner, it would go to where, John, Mexico?
Amarillo, Texas.
It'd go to Amarillo, Texas. So Montana, on its side turn, would go from Montana to Amarillo, Texas. Okay. You still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm listening. I'm
so amazed. The American West is so big that two people don't understand it, and one is forgiven. The Europeans don't realize how big America is, and they are forgiven. And the Eastern citizens of this country, as well as a lot of urbanites, do not realize the space and just the space, the distance that it takes to go places.
Well, now you got me scared.
When I used to have to attend a meeting, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I lived in Omaha, Nebraska. And I had to tell a guy one day, I said, you realize when you tell me to go up there once a month for this meeting, that's like telling a guy from Boston he has to drive to Washington, D.C. once a month. And they said, no way. And I said, yes way, because that was the same distance.
In great government speak,
they say, well, then why don't you fly? Not, you don't, you get out of this meeting, you just get to fly.
Oh, jeez. Well, now you got me scared because I think we're going to fly into Salt Lake City. And then Christy's like, well, it'll be another, because we're going to Moab.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have to drive 3.5-4 hours. Now I'm wondering if it's really 3.5-4 hours or, you know, if it's really going to be 12 hours.
Well,
it's bad enough I got to fly. I don't like flying. So then I got to drive. Place I've never been, though. I figure I'm going to...
They get married. She's going to get married in the Moab. That's like a big wilderness.
Listen, my cousin's, he's a fireman in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He's in his late 30s. This girl he's marrying, she's, I think, from Buffalo, and she's in her 30s. They have great jobs. No kids. I don't think they're going to have kids. money's nothing to them. So they're going to have this wedding out somewhere cool. Well, crying out loud, half the family probably can't afford to go out there to the wedding.
Maybe they, yeah, well.
But this is, you know, we were not going to the Outer Banks this year, so this is going to be our vacation. So I'm going to get to go someplace where the funnest thing to do for a couple of days is hike. So on my vacation later in the year, I'm going to leave a job where all I do is hike to go do some more hiking. So I'm pretty excited.
Well, you know, I guess it could be worse. Some people, well, I don't know what could be worse.
I don't know. Well, so, when are you getting back then from the trip?
I think Tuesday.
Tuesday. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had to dig out this last week. We had to dig out a best of the Howler, and I found the one with. I found the one with the story. The one guy was asking for it. It seemed to go over pretty good. So.
Well, I was going to. Weren't we going to do one like Sunday?
Yeah.
We were going to do one. You didn't call me, or there was a time difference, or I don't know. Who knows? You know, who knows? Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And hey, and the next one we do, I think we're going to have a guest.
Who's going to be?
I'm going to leave it as a surprise for you. I talked to a listener, and I think he's got some good stuff. So I think we're going to have a guest on next time.
Well, there you have it. I'm trying to.
And here comes the rain. It's a good thing I'd moved those flower pots in because they might have got watered.
Well, I'm sitting here trying to tweet, so I'm not ignoring my fan base here. I'm just trying to put some volume out there to get some reaction, right? You know?
Oh,
I went
man.
To the... I got yelled at by somebody at the Swiss border. That's what I wanted to tell you about.
Okay.
We crossed from France into Switzerland, and it's like a steel bridge you would see. I might have one picture. I don't need to take too many pictures because I got ran off by a tattooed woman. And... we crossed this bridge, which is apparently the border between Italy, Switzerland and France. A big steel bridge, and it's over a fairly wide, fast-running stream. Looks like a big southern Missouri trout stream. And right across in the middle of the street is like an old Cold War-era border crossing deal, but the arms have been taken off, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
And on the right side is this, like a two-story old government-looking building, kind of barracksy-looking, and a bunch of parking spaces, probably 15, 18 parking spaces across the front. So I just wheeled in there and pulled into an empty parking space. There's only, out of 18 parking spaces, there's only one car. So there's like all these empty parking spaces. So I pulled in and we got out and we walked over to this bridge. And as soon as I went to take a picture, my brother's walking behind me. He's wearing a blue shirt. He had crossed the bridge behind me and was taking a picture going downstream. I was taking my picture upstream. And this woman said something to me. Now, she's talking in, I assume, Swiss or French or Italian. I don't know what she's speaking, right? She ain't speaking English, that's all I know. And it startled me. And I looked and I thought, I thought it was my brother because she had a blue tank top on. I'm like, did my brother just go through some kind of metamorphosis, shift shape or whatever shape shift like an Indian do to a fat tattooed woman? From Switzerland. And I said, no, I hablo español, señorita, because that's the only thing I know, right? I don't know Spanish. And she says, is that your car? And I said, well, sort of, I mean, it's the rental cars company, company's car, sort of, yeah. You need to move it. That's a private drive. And she was pretty crappy. I'll be honest with you. She was pretty crappy. And I just told my brother, he was talking about how there wasn't any fat people over here. And I told him, I said, because we ate in France, we'd ate in Paris earlier in the day, and maybe the day before, whatever. And I said, you know, if you see fat people over here, like our age, they're not fat, but they're young, right? Or they're foreigners, one or the other, it seems. And she was young, and when she turned, you know, I ain't got nothing against fat people, certainly not fat girls, okay? But she's in this muscle shirt, a husband beat her, and she's just slovenly, and she's got all these little, you know, in the jailhouse where they make them tattoos that are like little skinny black lines, almost like ink pens, black ink pens, blue ink pens, draw. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And she's got both shoulder blades and her upper arms covered with these half-ass tattoos. And she's preaching to me about that being a private drive the whole time. I'm walking. She's talking to me. And do what, Jonathan?
She's big as you.
Well, my brother said she's as big as me. I don't know if she's quite that big, but she was pretty good size. And then I felt bad when I got over there. You know, part of me wanted to say, you know, lady, you're such a badass. Your tactics are crap because the first thing you did was turn your back on me and start walking off. And, you know, if I was a real bad dude, I tossed her over the bridge. But I didn't. And I followed over, and sure enough, there was a yellow line painted all the way across between the street, you know, between the fog line on the street and all these parking spots with the word PRIV something. It looked like the, you know, the Latin word for private or whatever. So I guess I screwed up and drove over this private drive, whatever, with my little six-speed clown car. And then she points over across the other side where all these cars are lined up, and she said, you can park on that side. And my brother said, it doesn't matter. We done took our pictures. And we got in that thing. I said, you should turn a U-turn and park over there. And he said, nah, let's go see some other shit. So we went up the road, and there was – I had read where there was all this green – we were going to Geneva, Switzerland, right? And it said we couldn't bring our car in there unless we had this sticker that said what? What did the sticker say, Jonathan?
Pollution permit.
We had to have a pollution permit or some kind of green energy scam. I don't know. And it said it in my rental documents. It said it two or three times before we got there.
GPS.
It said it on the GPS. It, you know, my GPS is telling me that I got to have this, you know, whatever. Right. So I just kept driving. I ignored it. I don't care. Well, we get up there and they got a freaking, now they had no checkpoint at the border, right? No checkpoint at the border, yet they got a checkpoint for my freaking pollution sticker. And I pulled over. My brother says, what are you going to do? And I said, we're going to take this side street. And we got there, you know, we went from, I said, we're going to go back to France because we're in Switzerland by that time. And we circumvented, you know, I don't know. We ended up just kind of skirting the border. I think that's that when I posted it to the what was that thing? The Buffalo Grill. We went to this, they had a big old barn. Didn't you see that Buffalo Grill?
Oh, yeah. I saw it.
So they had this place set up to try to be like America. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yes. Didn't you see a big two-story like barn, like an Amish barn?
I saw that.
And it was called Buffalo Grill, and you went in there, and it had like John Wayne movie posters and Stuart Granger and
all this cowboy
wooden Indian. We were walking away to be seated right there by Kalijah. The wooden Indian was over there. You know what I mean? It was like they was trying. So then I thought if they found out we were Americans – and that was our colors gracing their presence. They would comp us the meal, but it didn't work. And it was lovely. I mean, it was a nice place, right? You know, it was a good time, you know?
it's funny to go all the way over there and eat some place that's supposed to try to be like an American.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. it was a good time. And then I don't remember, we ended up staying, Mont Blanc, maybe. I think we continued on to the, I don't even know how we've been to so many places. We're in this old hotel that we were up on this bluff in Monaco, because we were just going to drive by Monaco. I don't remember where we were going to stay. Got on Travelocity. I said, you think we should stay here? Got on Travelocity. I found this cheap hotel. And it looked kind of divey, but it was cheap and it was close to the beach. So I said, okay. We took it and we get down here. You know, I prepaid. I was worried about prepaying for it. I prepaid for it. And we wheel in here and it's looking pretty seedy, I'll be honest with you. But we're right by the beach. And we go in there, and the dude jumps up to check us in. Looks like Idi Amin, you know, like the last king of Scotland, like Forrest Whitaker, but worse, you know. You know, Forrest Whitaker's a badass Hollywood actor trying to look like a badass African. This dude looked like, I mean, he was a badass African standing there, you know what I mean? So he checks us in. We get up to our room, and it was our first. It has the best shower. It's the only one we've had that had air conditioning. The first couple of nights we didn't have air conditioning for some reason, because they don't have it. And the flat screen TV has the ability to be programmed to English, to choose the language, you know, English to French. Before this, all their fancy hotels, they like disarm the TV or whatever, where you were stuck with French. We were watching American TV in French and couldn't flip it back.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. So, don't always judge. We actually stayed an extra night. Don't judge a book by its cover just because it looks like a dive. It's got the best shower, great housekeeping. Do what?
And you can't hear shit.
Yeah, it's an old, like, 1950s poured concrete one. You know, like the walls, everything's poured concrete, so you can't hear nothing. You know, it's quiet. We walk down the beach. I mean, we're 500 yards from the beach, and, you know, he charged me to park, which kind of sucks because he didn't say nothing about that, but whatever. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow it's on to better things, more places, right?
Well, I can't wait to hear how the rest of the trip goes.
We're gonna try to go to a couple big ass castles here. Now I don't know, these castles, you just can't even imagine some of these castles over here. It took hundreds of years, and my brother, well, I'm not gonna say what my brother was saying because it might get us canceled, but
God. Okay. Take plenty of pictures. You might capture a ghost.
Well, maybe. So we'll see. Well, we'll talk about it next week on the next one. All right.
All right. Well, you guys get to bed.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.